Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. Today, we are just going to get down into it. I have something really simple and fun to share with you today, and that is five fast ways to start monetizing your content right now. And if we have enough time, I'm also going to throw in a little bonus. Before we get started, I want to let you know that the doors to my signature program, Pitch It Perfect, are now open. Pitch It Perfect is the only program on the market that teaches you how to land paid brand deals with the brands that you love lightning fast. You also get live coaching with me inside the program every single week with coaching calls and office hours. We have pitch audits. We have all of the goodness. All you have to do is go to pitchitperfect.net to learn all about it. Watch and listen to all of the testimonials that we have on the page, read them all, look at all the bonuses, all the benefits, and join us because it is amazing. And now with that, we are going to be talking about some of the things that I help my students inside Pitch It Perfect with, and that is monetizing their content. Now, I do this not only with the curriculum inside Pitch It Perfect, but I also do it with the coaching calls and with our office hours. I love to be in there and really supporting our members and coaching them through any kind of challenges, triage moments, or just any kind of issues that come up, because let's get real. As we grow, as we expand, as we get these new opportunities and these new inspirations that come in, we have new challenges and new problems. And it's always a good idea to have a trusted expert in your arsenal to be able to bounce ideas off of. It's also a really great idea to also have a community of people that you can surround yourself that you can also bounce ideas off of. That way, you're not only learning from the coach, but you're learning from a trusted community of members as well. And that's what we do inside PIP. And so I'm going to give you a little taste of that today when I start sharing what I think are the five fastest ways to start monetizing your content, no matter where you are on your getting started journey, no matter how many followers you have, no matter what, you can all start doing these five things today. And we're going to get started with the first one. And the first one I want to chat today are about what is called Reel Plays and TikTok Plays on the creator platforms of Instagram and TikTok. So Instagram and TikTok now give us the opportunity to create reels or to create videos on TikTok and actually get paid. They do it by the amount of views and reach a reel or a TikTok video will receive. And so all you have to do, I think if your account doesn't have access to this, I know that they were rolling out this feature kind of slowly, but I think that the majority of accounts that at least consistently create content at this point, do you have access to this? You will see on the back end of your insights an opportunity and way to do this. And if you have a business account or a creator account, you can start getting paid to create your reels and to create your TikToks. Now, I will say this is going to be more of a volume game. It's not like you're going to be making hundreds of thousands of dollars doing this, but it does generate something to at least help you get started. Even if it's, you know, $25 here, $5 there, $150 there, it is something. However, I wouldn't bank on this slowly as a way to really monetize your brand long term. This is just one way that you can monetize if you are someone who is consistently creating content on those platforms. Another kind of tried and true way that you can monetize your content starting right now is through affiliate links. Affiliate links have been around as long as I have really started in this game of branding and creating content and influencer marketing. Even back in 2013, 2014, when I first started a lifestyle blog, that is how I got started. I started with affiliate sales. When I started as a content creator, I had two primary income streams. And affiliate sales was one of the income streams. So that meant for me that I would create a ton of content and then I would get a percentage of the sale. Now, I do have to say when it comes to affiliate links, the creators that I see do really well with affiliate links are the ones that have more volume. So they're either able to convert at a really high number, which means like they're selling hundreds of thousands of dollars of hundreds of thousands of units throughout the year, or it's a quality game. They're able to sell really high ticket things and get a nice commission off of that. I do feel like when it comes to affiliate links, and I'll just share my own personal experience. When I was going through, I call it the affiliate rat race, I would create a ton of content, but I would see very little return. I fluctuated around making only like $200 to $500 a month from it, which is not something to balk at. But again, it's not something that was attainable for the amount of time that I was actually spending creating content. Now, I will say that I do know a ton of other creators out there that are able to push massive amounts of volume in every single day that they are posting content and have affiliate links tied to it. And they're able to generate tens of 20s of thousands of dollars a month off of affiliate links. So it really just depends on how you're nurturing your audience, what kind of content you're creating. You know, have you found kind of a price point sweet spot for your audience and what it is that they want to buy from you? Does your audience actually buy from you? There's some creators that do a really good job off of, you know, for example, selling the clothes off their back and their audience literally wants what they're wearing. And then there's some creators that maybe they're better at creating content or really kind of showcasing something in a different way, but it's not that their audience really wants what they're wearing or what they're selling as much as they're wanting something else from them. So this really comes back to you knowing who your audience is and what it is that they want from you, which then leads me to my other third way that you can monetize your content right now, which is my absolute favorite way to do it. And that is brand deals that you pitch yourself. So I told you earlier that I had two primary income streams when I first started out as a content creator. One was the affiliate links, which we just talked about. The other revenue stream came from brand deals that I pitched myself, which I made at least $5,000 a month from when I first started out. Let me walk you through this. So not only was I able to pitch a lot, but the brand deals that I pitched myself, it also allowed me to build key relationships with the brands and companies that I was working with. So what that did is it started to make me become front of mind to the brands when they had events or they wanted to partner on longer term opportunities. And because of that exposure, I started to grow my following and my personal brand as a whole. And so when it comes to brand deals, not only do I love them for the monetization piece of it, but just for the overall growth and leverage that they allow you to have when it comes to your following and your overall personal brand online. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making six and seven figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers, and you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. The other thing that I started to notice when it came to brand deals is that my years as a publicist and as a marketing expert had helped me to perfect the art of pitching. So when it came to knowing how to land brand deals, I was a natural, which is why I was able to do it so quickly. And it's why my methodology of pitching and landing brand deals has worked so well, not only for me, but for the thousands of content creators that I teach inside my program, Pitch It Perfect. And so that's what I really love about brand deals, is that if you have the right formula in place, if you've got the right strategy, if you know your brand values, which I teach inside the program, if you get clear on just those really simple things, then it is really easy to make good money fast with brand deals, no matter how big or small your following is. And that's something else that I want to say really quick before we go to the other tips that I'm sharing with you. I want you to hear me when I say that starting small is amazing for landing brand deals. The good news is that when you start small, it's always easier for you to move on to bigger opportunities once you've already closed 10, 20, or 30 smaller opportunities. Each one you close builds your confidence. Most people start out and they make the mistake of thinking that they need a certain amount of followers in order to pitch and land brand deals. And really, it's just because they don't have the right method to follow. But since they keep telling themselves that they need a certain amount of followers, they keep waiting for that magical number of followers to kind of fall down from the sky. And by waiting, they lose out on so much money and opportunity. I can't tell you how many creators I have worked with that have come to me and they're like, Julie, I've been wanting to learn how to do this for years and I was just scared or nervous, or I kept making excuses, or I kept telling myself this thing or that thing. And now that I'm doing it, and now that I see how quickly I've been able to make money, like in a matter, for some it's days, for a lot it's just in a matter of weeks. In a matter of 2 to 4 weeks, they're making their money back plus some. And they're like, I just can't believe how much money I left on the table by not getting started faster. And in fact, the most successful people that I see pitching consistently are the ones with smaller followings. That's exactly how I got started pitching, and really how that revelation completely changed my life, my business, and just my capacity to really make money. And so when it comes to brand deals, it really is just learning a few simple tricks to pitch better and stronger. And then when you learn that, you can pitch whatever, whenever. And if you learn the right method to follow, that's going to cut the cost and time down to more than half. It's also going to allow you to build those relationships, to grow your following, and to really be in front of mind of the brands that you're wanting to connect with long term. So that's why I'm just a huge proponent for brand deals being, you know, the primary revenue stream and the primary way that you work with brands and that you monetize your content, because it's just this domino effect of all of this other amazing stuff that can happen once you learn the right way to pitch. And if you want support in this, you can just go to pitchitperfect.net. So the other way that you can monetize your content right now is that you can offer your own products or services, and your content is going to feed into that. So what I mean by that is that you're going to be creating content that promotes or supports a product or service that you actually sell yourself. So this is where, you know, people like course creators, coaches, membership creators, mastermind leaders, speakers, business owners, product owners, this is where they're going to be able to monetize their content, because they're going to be creating content that really centers around the product or service that they offer. And then that piece of content is going to be driving you new leads and new clients. The easiest way I find to do this is that you always want your best and most valuable content to be free. Now, I know that that sounds kind of weird, because people will say to me, well, Julie, if I give away my best stuff for free, that means that nobody's going to buy my stuff. That could not be farther from the truth. I know that that's what we tend to think, but you have to think of it in this way. the people that you want, the customers and leads that you want to buy your products and services need to build the know, like, and trust with you. Just think about this podcast, for example. I give all of my best stuff away on this podcast. And it's this valuable piece of content, this content right here, that I'm then able to monetize my business. I build the know, like, and trust here. I provide extreme value. I give 150% here on this podcast. I do not hold back. And then because of that, I do have some of you that choose to come on board and work with me on a much higher and deeper capacity. Some of you may never work with me, you know, behind one of my coaching programs or my courses, and that's totally fine too. You can remain this amazing free fan. But regardless, I'm still going to show up as the content creator and provide the best and most valuable free content for you, because that is my job as someone that has a product or service that I am offering to the world. And so that is the biggest takeaway with that piece, that if you are someone who has your own offer, your own product, your own service, and you are worried about giving away your stuff for free, stop worrying about that today. I promise if you start giving away your best stuff for free and start really building that know, like, and trust, and really allow your audience to see the value in what it is that you're offering, you will start to scale your services farther and greater than you could ever imagine. So those were the five ways. We talked about Reels Play and the TikTok creator platform. We talked about affiliate links. We talked about brand deals. We talked about your offer, your product, your service. I have one more for you right now, and that is creating content for brands to use. So another way that you can create really great content is to leverage what is called user-generated content. So this means that content is created by you, and if you've used a product or service of somebody else's before. So this is where essentially a company or a brand would pay you to generate content based off of a product or service that you have used that they provide. So UGC content, it helps companies and brands harness the power of word of mouth marketing to raise awareness for their brand. And that's where creators come in, because the creators will create the UGC content, and then the brands can essentially use that content to build more awareness and to really get the marketing out there. And so that's just another way that you can create content and get monetized for it. Now, sometimes UGC content may not even live on your own platform. It may just be a piece of content that a company or a brand pays you a flat fee to create. You give them that content, and then they kind of do whatever they want to with it. It's not even that you're going to have to then be responsible for pushing it or promoting it out there, but you are responsible for creating that quality content. And so if you're someone who there's a product or service out there that you have used, you love it, you want to scream it from the rooftops, and you would naturally do that anyway, so you might as well get paid to do it, UGC content could be a good option for you. So those are the five ways. I do want to give you a quick little bonus way that you can also monetize your content, and that is by running ads to your content. So if you have a podcast, for example, you can start running ads on your podcast. Or if you have a YouTube channel, you can start running ads to your YouTube channel. If you are someone who has your own products and services, you can actually pay for ads that then get your products or services in front of your ideal audience and your ideal customer, and then of course make money that way. So there's kind of two ways that you can use ads. You can either invest in ads yourself and then get that money back when customers buy your products and services, or if you have a platform that allows you to run ads on it, like a YouTube or a podcast, you can start running ads on those platforms and getting paid that way. And again, I think that when it comes to some of these, it really is about a volume game. When it comes to ads, when it comes to affiliate links, you either need to have a mass volume of people coming in to either view that content, or you need to be, if it's an affiliate link, you need to be, you know, offering something at a higher price point in order to get, you know, a really strong kickback. But the one thing that you can definitely do today that does not matter about volume, it does not matter about your follower number, is to start working with brands, creating quality content for them, pitching paid partnerships with brands, and getting paid for it. So those are your five plus a bonus ways that you can start monetizing your content right now. If any of this was helpful today, I would love to know which one you either are curious about starting. Maybe you're already doing some of these. Maybe you're doing all of these, but you want to up level and do them at just a higher rate. Feel free to screenshot today's episode, tag me on Instagram at Jewel Solomon, and let me know what your biggest takeaway was, or what one piece of, one way, if you will, out of the six that I shared with you today, what's one that you're going to start to dabble in just to see if it helps you monetize more, starting literally right now. All right, I will see you guys next week for more deep diving into all things growth, branding, influence, impact, and everything else. Thank you so much for being here. I'll chat with you next week. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff. When I say the words online business, what do you think of? Do you think of working when you want, from where you want, being your own boss, controlling your income, turning your passion into your profession? Well, when I hear the words online business, I can't help but to think of my dear friend, Amy Porterfield, and her incredible podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. For 15 years, my friend Amy has taught dreamers, entrepreneurs, and online business owners like yourself how to start and scale an online business by authentically sharing what she's done in each stage of her $100 million business. Yes, 100 million. I mean, this girl literally wrote a New York Times bestselling book on how to leave your 9-to-5 job and start your online business from scratch. Twice a week, Amy will grace your headphones with actionable, inspirational episodes to help you get started, earn more, and serve more with an online business, even if you're starting from nada, zero. From simple strategies to grow your audience, to navigating self-doubt and everything else that you need to growing an online business, nothing is off limits with Amy. That is what I love about her. She is no gatekeeper. So if you love the sound of being your own boss, controlling your income, and serving generously from an online business of your very own, then go subscribe to Online Marketing Made Easy right now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever platform you love listening to. Let her know that I sent you.